2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it's verse 1 that I want us to look at, especially with God's help and the time afforded to us. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. What heaven is, in the eye and hope of a believer, the true child of God, he looks upon it as a habitation, or a dwelling place, a hiding place, or Father's house, where there are many mansions, and our everlasting home. It is a place high in the heavens, in that holy place, which far excels the buildings of this earth, and is of no comparison whatsoever, because it is a building whose builder and maker is God. You see, the happiness of the future state is what God has prepared for those that love him. It is that place of rest, place where there's no sin, place where Christ is, place where godly relatives and the saints of old dwell forevermore. You see, the body is but a tabernacle. When the pins will be drawn, the nails will be taken up, the cords be loosed, the body will return to the dust as it was. And when this comes to pass, then comes the house not made with hands. The soul will return to God who gave it. And such as have walked with God here shall dwell with God forever. Yes, that's the saved I'm talking of. Them that know their God. Them who are saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Those whose sins are forgiven. Those who have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But friend, you in this meeting who are outside of Christ, the place in which you're heading is not a place of rest, but rather unrest, place of torments. There's a place where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. It is a place where the fire cannot be put out. It is a place where there is constant, continual, eternal weeping, gnashing of teeth. It is a place of endless punishment prepared for the devil and his angels. Into everlasting fire. That place is God's hell. God's heaven or God's hell. And with God's help, I want to look at two people. Two people recorded in the scriptures. One man went to heaven to be with Christ, which is far better. one man went to hell. And he's still there as we're here in Londonderry tonight. Two earthly tabernacles that were raised up. Two earthly tabernacles that were taken down. Yet these men went their separate ways. Both men lived. Both men died. One man went to heaven. One man went to hell. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter 16. Here we have a record of these two men. Luke chapter 16. Let us break in there at verse 19 of Luke chapter 16. Verse 19, and we read, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And they cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You see, friends, we have here an account of two men. Two earthly houses that were raised up. Two earthly houses that were taken down. One man went to heaven to be with Christ, which is far better. And the other man went to hell to suffer forever. You see, friends, the body is temporal. No sooner is it raised up than it's taken down again. People live, people die. That's what we see in everyday life as we're faced with these situations. Men are born, a time to be born, a time to die. And so it is, it's appointed as your birth was appointed by divine counsel, so is your death. For it is appointed unto men once to die. And we have here a record of two men. Two men who lived, two men who died, and yet they went their separate ways. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Both men died. Both men, they went their separate ways. One went to be with Christ, as I've already said. One went to hell. And so it is, friends. Life, as we read or sung earlier on, life at best is very brief. Like the falling of a leaf. Here today, gone tomorrow. Death is the common lot of the saint and sinner. Death comes to the young and old. Death comes to the unjust, to the just. Death comes to the saved and to the unsaved. And friends, we have it here recorded for us in the scriptures. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You go out into the kitchen. You put the kettle on. And there appears a vapor from its spout and then it vanisheth away. Or on a cold winter's morning, you breathe upon the window or a mirror in your bathroom. And there appears a vapor upon that pane of glass. Appears for a little time and then it vanisheth away. And so God describes each one of our lives as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. No sooner is the tabernacle raised up, the earthly house is but a tabernacle. No sooner is it raised up than it's taken down again. The soul will return to God who gave it. When this comes to pass, then comes the house not made with hands. Death is the common lot of the poor, of the rich, the saved, the unsaved, the just, the unjust. Death is the common lot of both. You see, friends, saints die that they may bring their sorrows to an end. And enter into a house not made with hands. We witness here a man by the name of Lazarus. Lazarus, a beggar, found at the rich man's gate. And such was the afflictions of that man. And it's so easy to read over Lazarus and spend attention on rich man. And forget about the beggar. But he was a man of God. He was saved. For the angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. He was full of sores. He was begging for bread. He had no bread. Yet he knew the bread of life. He was homeless. Found it. The rich man's gate, yet he had a home in heaven whose builder and maker is God. Much were the afflictions of Lazarus, but yet there's no more sorrow. And Christian, you take comfort. Though the trials and tribulations come, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Paul could say they were light afflictions. And whatever you're going through, Christian, it's only but for a moment. It's but for a moment. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle we're dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. What about the other man? Yes, he enjoyed the pleasure of sin. He fared sumptuously every day. His heart was set in the things which he could see. His heart was set in those things which he could feel. In terms of earthly possessions, he had it all. He was dressed in purple, which was an expensive dye of those times, because we read in Acts, Lydia was a seller of purple. That woman, the Lord had conferred it. She was a seller of purple, purple being an expensive dye. And so he was tied up with the things of the flesh, tied up with the things of this world. He set his heart in the affections of this world. And friend, perhaps you're in this meeting, and that's what your heart's set on. Those things which you can see, those things which you can feel. Let me tell you something, friend. You were born into this world naked. You'll leave this world naked. Those things that you desire and cling on to, that consumes your time, friend, you can't take them with you. As we read this man, he tried to get as much satisfaction out of life as he could in those material things, and yet, when the crunch came to the crunch, as to speak, he couldn't take them with him. You see, friends, he wasn't only a material man, as to speak. He was a Christ rejecter. I have no doubt that Lazarus preached the gospel faithfully to him. God's man was at his gate. He continually heard the gospel, because we read in the account that the rich man, he actually makes this request from the torments of hell. He says that he would go testify to my father's house of my brethren and warn them not to come to this place. Now that word testify is rendered preach. Now how could he make such a request if he never heard him preach? Such is the privileges you've had, friend. A preaching father, a pleading brother, a praying sister, a praying mother, and you still despise and reject the gospel. Such is the consequences if you continue to go on the way you're living, rejecting the only way of salvation and go out a Christ rejecter. Heaven will not be your home. Heaven will not be your home. And if you're going to live for the things of this world, you better make the most of it, because heaven won't be your home. Flee from wrath to come. Flee to Christ, the only way of salvation. You see, Lazarus was born again. He was a child of God. He knew sins forgiven, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He knew the only way. Christ is the only way, friend. You know, a certain situation, it just comes to mind, and a friend, he was beginning to be very ill. And I asked him, could I come round and speak to him? And he said no, because he knew that the gospel was going to be presented to him. And the fact is, then I said, well, would you take some literature? No, I don't want it. And the earthly tabernacle, as to speak, was beginning to sway. Cords were being loosed. Soon they would return to the dust as it was. You know, that man died 2 weeks later. And as the coffin was carried out the door of that house, the music played to that man's coffin was Frank Sinatra, "I Did It My Way." The reason why I bring this to your attention, if you do it your way, you're doing it the wrong way. Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name given under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved." Church attendance won't do it. Your works won't do it. Whatever you're depending on other than Christ won't do it. Flee from wrath to come. Get to Christ. He says, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord." Get to Christ. "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." Friend, it's not a scare tactic. The Bible declares it. The Bible says it. God's word says it. Flee from wrath to come. Escape for thy life. Escape for thy life. You see these two men? These two tabernacles were raised up. These two tabernacles were taken down. One soul went to heaven to be with Christ, which is far better. The other soul went to hell. Friends, it's no different with us. Heaven or hell. Heaven or hell. Eternity, eternity. Where will you be in eternity? This question comes to you and me. Tell me, what shall your answer be? Where will you be in eternity? Christ is the difference. Christ, it's heaven. Without Christ, it's hell. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. But there's one in this meeting, and you're outside of Christ. Flee from wrath to come. Flee to the Christ of God. Such is the privileges you've had, cradled in the gospel, meeting after meeting, message after message, and yet Christ died for sinners such as you. Christ died for the ungodly. Get to Christ. You know, he says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. See, the soul is eternal. The soul is eternal. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. We find the soul of Lazarus being carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Remember, we spoke on it this morning. Abraham, the one who staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Lazarus is carried by the ministering angels. And he's carried into Abraham's bosom. That mighty man of faith. He's gone, and he's gone to be with Christ, which is far better. Rich man, he's found in hell. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, Lazarus in his bosom. Such is the torments. The one he rejected his whole life here on earth, he now speaks more of in hell. The one he despised and wouldn't attend to or go near, turned his back on, he speaks more of in hell. Such is the torments, the memories, the messages, all brought before him. Reminded of those opportunities. Reminded of those things that were laid before him. He's reminded of the one who warned him of such a place. Such is the privileges. No, there was a man, Judas Iscariot. He had such privileges. Heard messages over and over. Heard the exaltation to heaven continually from the Saviour's lips in the flesh. Such preaching he must have heard. And yet it says of Judas Iscariot, good were it for that man if he had never been born. You know what that means? Better had it if his earthly house of this tabernacle had never been raised up. Better had it he had never come into existence. You know what it says of them who hear the gospel and yet reject it? For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Better you never heard the gospel than to reject it and fall headlong into a Christless eternity. By God's help, I've sought to explain the message as simple as I can. Friend, what will it be? Heaven or hell? Christ or without Christ? For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Friend, you can know sins forgiven, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, right this night. Job could say, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Paul could say, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Seek Christ. Seek him now. For he says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Behold now is the accepted time. Behold now is the day of salvation.